In today's gospel, Mark is telling us we have a shepherd and a leader in Jesus. Jesus is both powerful and a determined leader. He who is also a shepherd and willing to sacrifice his own needs out of the compassion for those around him. After Jesus sends his 12 on a mission, John the Baptist is killed. He feeds 5,000 and walks on water. These are all major events in Mark's narrative, so much so that the gospel passage approved for today seems to be pale in comparison. Sure, Jesus heals many people in the end, but otherwise this passage seems to have missed the boat. Mark's gospel has a common thing, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, who came to earth to proclaim the kingdom of God, to suffer and die for the salvation of all mankind. Mark's gospel tells us that Jesus is a powerful and determined leader who overcomes evil. The urgency of Mark's gospel is reflected in the text today. After the apostles related Jesus all they have done and taught on their mission, he recognizes their need for rest. He calls them, "Come away to the deserted place all by yourself and rest for a while." For they had no leisure even to eat. They cross the Sea of Galilee in a boat. They do not get their rest that Jesus prescribed for them because many people saw them going and recognized them and hurried there on foot from all towns and arrived ahead of them. A later passage depicts another crossing of the sea where they reached land. The people recognized Jesus at once and they rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to whatever they heard, The urgency of the gospel of the people's needs, for they are too great to waste any time, and even more important at this moment than his own needs to rest. This underscores Jesus' identity as a true shepherd, the very inaugural of the divine kingdom. Jesus, seeing the great crowd, Jesus had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. These words were echoed in Moses' prayers in Numbers, in which he asked God to appoint his successor, someone who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them in and out and bring them in, so the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep without a shepherd. In Ezekiel 34, after revoking false shepherds of Israel, God reclaims God's flock as the true shepherd. God will rescue them from all places to which they have been scattered from all the places. On the day the clouds and thick darkness. I will seek the lost and I will bring them back strayed. I will bind up the injured and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. These things Jesus does. The crowds that follow and gather around him, the healing and casting out demons. The miraculous feedings are all signs that the Son of God is the shepherd to the people in God's kingdom. Indeed, Jesus proclaims in Mark that the last day he will gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Mark is clearly identifying Jesus as the divine shepherd who will gather his sheep from places where they have been scattered. Jesus, moved in compassion for the lost sheep, began to teach them many things, the food for which the people hungered. In the very word of God, In feeding them, Jesus shows himself to be the shepherd of God's own heart, feeding God's people with knowledge and understanding. What more he allows himself is to be divine shepherd, the very Son of God in whom the kingdom has come. By healing the sick, the wickedness, the most vulnerable members of our community, Jesus is the powerful, loving shepherd who subverts the economy of the world through the very inauguration of God's kingdom. While the marketplaces of the world belong to the rich and powerful, in God's kingdom, the most political and commercial of spaces is occupied by the least. In the age to come, Jesus proclaims, many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. That age is now breaking into this age. We who seek to live in God's kingdom here and now must follow Jesus' subversion of worldly, powerful, and wealth. This reading reminds us to take time from our busy schedules to sit in the presence of the Lord in silence, to bring our concerns to him for guidance and wisdom. He is always there for us to guide us and lead us, but we must first seek him out. Mark invites us humbly to recognize how in the times of our anxiety, Jesus is the compassionate shepherd, Savior, who draws us aside for rest while himself makes time for us, who offered us protection and spiritual nourishment, above all, healing for our souls. Let us reflect with the guidance of the Holy Spirit on how we are called to be disciples of Christ.